Upon close review, African-American sacred music has historically been and continues to be a viable aspect of American culture. Generation after generation has embraced the genre as a way of coping with their emotional, social, and spiritual struggles. Dating back to America's earliest investment in the enslavement of humans, sacred music styles like spirituals and gospel have over the years offered Black Americans freedom in the broadest context. Generally, most Americans are likely familiar with the sound of the spiritual, first crafted in the Deep South by unknown enslaved bards. More modernistic expressions of African-American sacred music, like Southern and urban gospel, became and remain a familiar feature of Afrocentric liturgical settings in North America. Additionally, there is a far less familiar category of Black sacred song that has to date received far too little attention. It's called shape note singing, and it retains a certain charm that is Eurocentrically classical and anthem-like in mood. That said, shape note singing is by no means a new musical expression. In fact, there are two schools of application in America, one Eurocentric and the other Afrocentric. The latter owes in part its distinctive character to compilers like Jesse B. Aiken, who around the mid-1800s used a slightly altered system of shape note singing and notation, and B.F. White, who created the highly celebrated tune book Sacred Harp. In the South, shape note singing in some churches was and is a regular Sunday morning event. The lingering tradition of shape note communal singing and notation in the U.S., largely unchanged today, began, according to some, in Mississippi in the late 1700s. The style, friendly for non-music reading congregations, employs an unaccompanied collective of singers using notated music with uniquely shaped notes. Some of those notes still resemble ancient music notation, where the shape of the note indicates a specific pitch. Some think shape note singing actually helps congregations sing and read music better. Not all are in agreement. Still, the practice lives on, and by comparison, musical notation was rarely used, if at all, in the early creation of spirituals and gospel, despite their being used for congregation and community singing as well. Among those who champion shape note singing today is historian Chiquita Walls, who holds that shape note singing was an important part of African American heritage. Preserving it today and passing on the tradition to descendants of enslaved African Americans is critical, she says, to the survival of the tradition. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.